The first reading can be found on page 602 in the Church Bibles or page 1070 in the large print version. The reading is Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth. This is the word of the Lord.
The Gospel can be found on page 1001 in the Church Bibles or page 1770 in the large print version. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you very much. Let me start by saying what an absolute honour it is to be here today. Yes, please do be seated. My name's Graham, and my family and I attend John and Camilla Cook's old church in Chelsea. And, of course, the London City Mission have got a long and loving relationship with the people of Wargrave, and in particular with the Horton family. So I come today bringing greetings, love and prayers from the family at London City Mission, and I'm grateful for being invited to be with your family today. Let me start with a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you for this gospel challenge to share the good news with all kinds of people everywhere. Lord, please give us ears to hear, minds to understand, and hearts to be changed in line with your will by the power of your Spirit today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, and today is Father's Day, and I've been thinking a bit about the lessons that my own father taught me over the years, and I give thanks that my dad, his name's Jim Miller, he first told me the good news about Jesus when I was sitting on his knee. I can't remember the first time he told me about Jesus because I was probably a baby, but he was the one. He'd read me Psalms to hush me off to sleep. My dad taught me how to stand my ground when I was being bullied in the playground. I remember my dad, I'm not sure I'd recommend this to all dads, but he showed me how to throw a punch. And my dad, he was the best salesperson I know. He still is a brilliant salesperson, although he's recently retired. They owned a corner shop, my mum and dad, and he carried on working well into his 70s, but retired last year. But he's still a brilliant salesman. I remember I'd work in the family shop on a Saturday, and I would stand there trying to look excited about the things I was trying to sell. And we had things like Danone pottery mugs and various different gift cards. It was a gift shop, and I'd sit there, and it tended to be elderly ladies buying a gift card or something, and I'd be trying to explain why this was the best gift card ever and smile about it. And I, to be honest, I wasn't that good at it because my heart was never completely in it. But my dad, on the other side, he was actually excited about the products he sold. He would be able to say, oh, this particular gift paper, it's printed in Italy, and I've met the designer, and these cards, the photos on it, I know the photographer, and he was excited about it. And because he was excited, he was a very good salesman. My dad, I think he could probably sell sand to Arabs. Interestingly, when I worked for Unilever, I did buy up a green tea company, and I have in China, and I have personally sold tea to Chinamen. So my dad is proud of me for that. But see, my dad was a good salesman because he was excited about what he was doing. He was excited about what he was selling. I wasn't so good because I was just there for my pocket money. And if we want to persuade people of something, if we want to sell something or just encourage someone about something, if you want to get other people excited about it, then we need to be excited ourselves, don't we? And it's the same with our faith. Today's gospel reading and today's psalm are both about sharing the good news and declaring the good news to the nations. I'm going to be preaching through the psalm, so it might be helpful if you've got that open in front of you, Psalm 96. This psalm could be called the missionaries psalm, so it's very suitable for me and my family. We've spent 9 years in China with Crosslinks. We're now with the London City Mission. We are missionaries ourselves. But this psalm is one of the glimpses back in the Old Testament where we see that God's plan of salvation was never just for the Israelites, was never just for the physical children of Abraham, but it was for all of Abraham's children, physical and spiritual. In verse 1, he says, "Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth." Verse 3, "Declare among the nations his marvelous deeds to all the peoples." If you go through, in verse 7, "Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations." This message of good news was never just for English people. It was never just for American people. It was never just for Jewish people. As the people of God, we have an enormous job to do. We're commissioned to go right out to the ends of the earth, telling the good news that Jesus is Lord. The problem is, of course, is that often our hearts, we're so busy with other things, we're so busy wondering about the EU referendum or worrying about how to get our kids into the right school or how to get them into the right university, or we're so worried about these things that we lose the excitement in the good news that Jesus is Lord. And so today, as we look at these words, my hope is that we would be excited again. And this psalm, it was originally sung by David. You know this famous story as David is taking the ark into Jerusalem and he strips off his clothes and he's dancing and he's singing. It's there in 1 Chronicles 16. And his wife says, "Oh, why are you getting so excited?" He says, because God is great and He's coming in into our presence. And the things he says this is, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Our God is a missionary God. He hasn't stayed there in heaven, locked away as an old dusty man with a long shaggy white beard. No, he's come down to earth and he's done great deeds amongst us. So for the people of Israel, they know that God had smashed Pharaoh and he'd parted the Red Sea. And for the first Christians, they'd seen Jesus Christ die on the cross for our sins. We can sing of this today. We have a great and mighty God. I was blessed to be in China, and I saw revival breaking out in China, where the government had tried to persecute the Christians and wipe out Christianity throughout the 1970s. They'd bulldozed all the churches. And it's still illegal to go to a house church on a Sunday, and yet China is the fastest growing church in the world, because we have a great and mighty God. We have the same God who was the God of Elijah, where the priests of Ahab were there, and Elijah sets them a challenge and says, right, let's see whose God is the greatest. I'll put my sacrifice over here. You put your sacrifice over there. And let's see who can bring down fire from their God. So he pours on extra water onto his sacrifice. Makes it more difficult. But whereas the priests of Ahab, who worship Baal, they completely failed. Elijah's God brought down fire from heaven and burnt up the sacrifice. We've got a God who can do great things. And in a place like China, where there's been great difficulty for the church, God comes down in power and he is able to do great things. And God is still able to do great things amongst those friends and family of ours who we've prayed for years. And you think, yeah, but God couldn't do anything with them. We worship the God who was able to turn Saul round. Saul, who was a Christian killer. And he turned him round and he said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he blinds him. And Saul becomes Paul, the greatest missionary of all time. We have a God who's still able to do great things. And whereas the gods of the people are worthless idols, the God we put in our trust in is a mighty God. So today we put our trust in all different kinds of things. Most of us will put our money in our pension funds, and we'll trust in Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs or Lehman Brothers. Let me tell you, in September the 15th, 2008, Lehman Brothers declared bankruptcy, even though on its books from the year before it had held $600 billion in assets. $600 billion. Weren't enough to make it strong at the time of testing. We put our trust in all different kinds of things. Some of us will put our trust in stocks and shares. Again, in August 2008, $3 trillion were wiped off the world stock markets. I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump gets in, who knows what could happen to the stock markets. But we put our trust in different things, and yet we fail to be excited about the living God. We fail to have that excitement, and yet he tells us, remember me day by day, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth. See, we have a wonderful God who's still doing miracles today. Let me tell you what he's doing in Dagenham. This year in Dagenham, the London City Mission have been working with the largest council estate in Europe. We've been working with three different churches there. We've put missionaries there with a brother called Mike Reith, who started a new church plant on the Beckentry estate. He's given up his... he was the rector of a church. He's given that up to come and work in one of our centres. We've been working with St Elizabeth's. We've been working with St George's. We've seen six people off those council estates come in and profess faith this year. These The white working classes in our English council estates are an unreached people group. I'm afraid, according to the surveys, less than 2% of the people in those council estates will be going to any kind of church. So to see people coming into church and then having their lives transformed, this is a miracle of God. Let me tell you another miracle. Just last month, a smartly dressed man knocked on the door of our homeless centre in Webber Street. He knocked on the door, he came in and he wanted to say thank you to our missionaries. They said, you know, we don't work with people like you, we work with the homeless. Why are you saying thank you? He said, oh no, I used to be one of the homeless people. And you took me in and you fed me, you gave me fresh clothes, and you prayed with me, I attended your Bible studies, and then you arranged for me to go to a rehabilitation centre with a group called Teen Challenge. Anyway, I turned my life around, I'm now a youth worker in a church in London, and I just want to say thank you to you. I'll give you another story. In 2011, there was a shooting in London. The police shot dead a man who was involved in gangster work. His name was Mark Duggan. It kicked off riots that went all around the country. Let me tell you, Mark Duggan, his grandmother and his kids are coming to the church outreach that we London City Mission are doing on the Broadwater Farm Estate. And these things happen, not just because of the hard work of missionaries. They happen because we have an amazing God who is still busy at work. The God of Elijah, the God who turned around Paul, is still busy at work and is still able to do things. And we need to be ready to sing of him. We need to be ready to sing to the Lord and remember that excitement that we had perhaps at an earlier time. And as we sing of the Lord and remember his goodness, then it helps us to shout out of the Lord, the King of all peoples. These words where it says, ascribe to the Lord in verse 7, ascribe to the Lord in verse 8, worship the Lord in verse 9. It's basically saying, sing of him and shout of him. Tell other people about him. The Lord is king over all the earth. And we shouldn't be ashamed of God in public. Unfortunately, in the UK now, we have this attitude. There's a few things we don't talk about. We shouldn't talk about sex, politics, or religion. That was what I was told when I started work at Unilever. Don't talk about these things, it will only cause upset. But in fact, what I've discovered is that people do talk about sex. All the best-selling newspapers are full of news of affairs and tawdry, seedy news, and even in the workplace, people are talking about affairs. People talk about politics all the time, and it divides us, and it causes hatred and division. But talk about religion, and that's still a big no-no. So a lady who shared a Christian book and invited someone to church down in London, she was an occupational therapist, she was suspended for several months for doing that, because that's out of order. We live in a world where to shout of the Lord, to talk of the Lord, has become a no-no. And that just can't be the case. You see, yes, we should be sensitive. At London City Mission, we teach our missionaries to listen to people until we've earned a listening. So we knock on people's doors and we go and help them out and we're caring and we're loving and we pray with them. And we listen to people's stories. And we listen to tales of woe, and then we say, oh, could I just say a prayer with you? And we'll say a prayer. We'll say, let me read this verse that I found particularly helpful in my life. And we'll read that verse. People find that helpful. And they say, would you be interested in coming to church? And people do. And you think, actually, there is still a great need. And we need to be ready. The Bible tells us, ascribe to the Lord, shout of his name amongst the peoples. And in the Great Commission, he told us, he said, start off in Jerusalem, go out to Judea, and then to Samaria, and right out to the ends of the earth. And too often in our work, we'll sometimes do some work in Jerusalem with the people just like us, right next door. But we'll even send missionaries right out to the ends of the earth. But those Samaritans amongst us, those people who live next door to us, but are culturally very different from us, we'll sometimes give up and think, well, I don't really feel called to those people. And the Great Commission sends us out to those people as well. Great Commission says that that Romanian lady who's selling the big issue outside Waitrose, the Polish family who are immigrants in our community, the Asian families who are from a Muslim background, they still need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. We're sent to the Samaritans as well. My final point is this. If you look at the end of this Psalm 96, it says, verse 10, say among the nations the Lord reigns, and it goes down to verse 13, sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness. And that's my last point. We have a God who's both mighty and powerful. He's worthy of our praise. We should sing to him. We should shout of him. But we should also come before him with a kind of reverent fear, because he's also the judging God. He's going to come back and he will judge all the earth. And that's another reason to talk of him. Because actually our family and our friends and our neighbours and the Samaritans amongst us, we will all face judgment one day. We, at London City Mission, we don't only reach out to the homeless and the prostitutes and the drug addicts because of their great need, physical need. It's not only about giving someone a cup of soup, but it's not less than that. We're loving because we're Christians, but we also reach out because we think, my goodness, you really need to know this good news. For the prostitutes that we work with in King's Cross or in Shoreditch, people say, yes, well, what you should do, Graham, is just help them out with getting a better job and get them off the streets, because that's what's loving. Anything more would be exploitative. But actually, we come before them and think, my goodness, one day they'll face a judge. And to tell someone who's been abused themselves and broken, to say, you can be loved. That's a wonderful piece of good news. That's not exploitative. To say to someone who was abused by their own dad on a Father's Day, to sit with them and cry with them and put our arms around them and to say, you've got a heavenly Father who loves you. That's not taking advantage of someone's weakness. That's bringing someone the best good news that we could possibly give them. And we need to be ready and unashamed to reach out with that good news. At London City Mission, I'm not saying that we all have that calling to reach out to the drug addicts and the prostitutes and the gangs on the council estates. But we can all share this good news with a neighbour or a family or a friend. The Great Commission that was given 2,000 years ago was also given to us. And the Holy Spirit that was sent 2,000 years ago to equip people is also there for us. So let us remember our first excitement. I found it hard to talk about Danone mugs and Italian wrapping paper because I wasn't very excited. And if we are people who find it hard to talk about Jesus because we've forgotten our first love for him, let us rekindle that love today. Let us read his word. Let us meditate on what he's done for us. As we come together for communion, let us do it in remember of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, who loved us so much. Let us remember the Heavenly Father who gave his all for us this Father's Day. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kingship. We thank you for your justice. And I pray that these concepts would pass from our heads to our hearts and they would overflow within us. Please give us your strength, I pray, to reach out to those around us. Please give us your words and your wisdom and your courage to speak to our neighbours so that they would hear of our good God. And please continue to equip us to London City Mission to reach out to the least reached, to those in desperate need of the good news of Jesus Christ, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.